Understanding, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Lord of the Rings fic, rated for general audiences. It is part 4 of the What Peace Brings series.
Why do you weep? What are these tears upon?
Boromir. The steward looked up from the papers and scrolls that littered his father's... No, his. It was his desk now. His father was gone. Boromir felt like a terrible son for how conflicted he felt about it. "Yes, my king," he asked, shaking off those unhelpful thoughts for now. Aragorn's look was incredibly gentle, which sent warning bells ringing in Boromir's mind. "You still have not gone to Frodo." It was a statement, not a question. Whether from Frodo directly or from putting Boromir's movements in the past days together himself, Aragorn had gauged rightly that he had not gone. "No," he admitted quietly, looking back down at his desk. "I have not." In truth, he could not. What could he say to Frodo that the Hobbit would welcome? From Faramir, he knew that Frodo and Sam both had been moved to tears when they thought him dead. He knew they had learned of his survival only after waking in Minas Tirith, after they were rescued from the collapsing Mount Doom. His brief conversation with Sam 2 evenings prior would not leave his mind. "Mr. Frodo will be glad to see you, I should think. I won't say much, but this. He understands now in a way he didn't then. But he mourned you when we thought you dead. And so did I, upset with you as I was. I'm glad you're all right." Aragorn's hand came to rest on his shoulder, asking but not demanding he look up once more. "I will not order you to speak with him," Aragorn told him, "but I will ask that you do, for both of your sakes." Boromir's heart ached. He'd pledged his loyalty to Aragorn not once, but twice, and he would do so again at the coronation ceremony. It meant that Aragorn could order him to do it, and he would obey. He would be hurt, but he would obey. Yet somehow, knowing that continued refusal to speak with Frodo would earn him only Aragorn's quiet disappointment seemed infinitely worse than earning his king's displeasure. "Yes, my king," he replied, eyes closed against the rush of emotions in his heart. A careful hand tilted his chin up. "I do not ask this to bring you pain," Aragorn chided. Boromir gave a faint smile at that. He hoped it was reassuring, despite the faintness of it. "I know," he assured. "You are not that sort of man." The king smiled fondly. "I cannot ease all the burdens of your heart, my steward," he said. "But with this one, I can encourage you on the path that will. How could I call myself your friend if I did not?" Friend. The word brought a larger smile to Boromir's lips. Aragorn was insistent that, outside of the council chambers, they were friends first. They had duties to Gondor, but both knew their people would be best served by their being steadfast friends. Taking a long, slow breath, Boromir knocked on the door to Frodo's room. "Come in," Frodo called. That Sam was sitting dutifully by his master's side was no surprise, but the blonde hobbit smiled. "I'll leave you two to talk, shall I?" Sam said, getting up from his chair. "I fancy a bit of a walk anyway." The smile on Frodo's face was incredibly fond as he looked at Sam. "There are a few small gardens still well kept within the citadel," Boromir said. "If you ask any of the guards, they will be happy to direct you." The citadel gardens were nothing like they had been when his mother was still alive, but a few yet remained. Perhaps it was worth putting such things on the list of tasks for restoring the citadel. Sam brightened at the mention of gardens, and Boromir found it lightened his own heart. "I shall have to do just that," Sam declared, and trotted out the door, closing it behind him to offer them a bit of privacy. Not that much was to be had in an open-windowed room like this one. Still, Boromir appreciated the gesture for what it was as he settled into the chair beside the bed that Sam had vacated. "I'm glad you came," Frodo said quietly. They lapsed into silence. So much needed to be said between them, but it seemed like neither knew where to begin. Boromir was many things, but never in his life had a coward been one of them. He would not be one now. "I'm sorry, Frodo," he said, voice full of sorrow. The hobbit's large eyes were full of sadness, but were still so very kind. Boromir did not feel as if he deserved it. "I didn't understand," Frodo admitted. "You were always so strong, and then suddenly you fell victim to the ring, and I couldn't understand how." He paused and took a shuddering breath. "But I do now. I would have failed, Boromir. At the very end, I would have failed. And I hadn't spent a lifetime carrying the burdens of a kingdom at war. No one had looked to me for years to make right an unwinnable situation. You carried such burdens. Yet it was not a selfish desire for power that won out over you. It was your fierce desire to protect your people, to have hope that there was some end other than loss and destruction. I cannot be angry with you for that. I was hurt at the time, yes, but I cannot hold it against you now. I forgive you, Boromir, for I know in my heart that you never meant me harm." Boromir could not help the tears that threatened to fall. He hadn't known how badly he needed to hear those words. "I promised to protect you," Boromir said quietly, "and in that I failed. But I do swear on what honor I can still claim that I never meant you harm, and never have I felt such regret as in the moment when I regained myself and realized what I had done." Frodo reached out and set his hand on Boromir's arm. "You have great honor, Boromir. Merry and Pippin described what happened in great detail. You nearly died protecting them. Even with wounds that should have been mortal, you kept fighting. For them. For their lives. Two hobbits. No one of note outside of the Shire. And yet you would have died for them," he said. "And carrying those wounds, you fought yet more battles. Helm's Deep. The Pelennor Fields. You rode to the Black Gate itself to help buy me time to finish the quest. All of those things have more than made up for any lapse you suffered." Frodo withdrew his hand and settled back against his pillow. There was a moment of quiet again as both of them processed what had been said. "Is this why you delayed in coming?" Frodo asked quietly. "Too much guilt weighing down your heart?" Boromir nodded. "I did what I could to free up Aragorn's time so he could be here. I wanted your first days of waking after such struggle to be filled only with faces you would be gladdened to see. I did not think myself among them," he admitted. Frodo frowned at that. "Faramir thought you were dead when Sam and I encountered him in Ithilien. My heart was grieved to think you had perished. It was not news I wanted to hear, even with what had happened at Amon Hen," Frodo assured. "When I woke here, and the others passed on the news that you lived, I was greatly relieved." That made Boromir smile softly. "Sam told me as much," he admitted. "He tracked me down the other evening and had his say." The hobbit grinned at that. "I am not surprised," he replied. "He is made of sturdy stuff, his dear Sam." His grin faded. "I would have failed without him. I do not know how I deserved such steadfast loyalty from him, but the world owes him much. Yet, he would be perfectly content if none ever knew his name beyond the Shire." Boromir nodded. "That surprises me not," he stated. "His purpose in all this was to see you through your quest because he had made up his mind it was the right thing to do. It was never about personal honor or valor, but merely the utter certainty of his course's rightness." Frodo nodded tiredly. It frustrated him how weary he still was. "You have been through much. It will take time to recover in the body as well as mind and spirit," Boromir told him, clearly guessing the direction of his thoughts. The Hobbit gave a rueful smile at that. "Doesn't stop me from wishing for that to happen faster," he admitted. The man smiled. "No, I don't imagine it does," he replied. "But as for Samwise Gamgee, I assure you that he will be remembered in the tales told here in Gondor. I don't know if you will be up to it, but I know Merry and Pippin have both already spoken to our chief archivist. We plan to make written accounts while the events are still fresh in everyone's minds. In time, perhaps someone will write it as a tale. For now, we want history to know what truly was." He hesitated for a moment. "I do not relish my weakness becoming known, but I will not hide from the truth of my part in this tale." Frodo frowned. "I regret Sam's hasty words now," he said. "He told Faramir and his men what happened at Amon Hen." Boromir closed his eyes, but not before Frodo caught the flash of pain in them. "Of those men, only Faramir still lives," the man explained. "Most died in Osgiliath when the orcs crossed the river. The rest died when my father demanded they return to try to retake it." The Hobbit swallowed heavily against the rising feeling of sickness he felt at that. "They were good men," he whispered. Boromir nodded. "They were," he agreed. "Brave men, all of them. They shall be remembered and honored in our halls, and in Osgiliath itself when we rebuild it." Still, this news gave Frodo pause. "Perhaps it need not be known then," he offered. Boromir's look was rueful as he shook his head. "I am grateful you would consider it, but no," he replied. "Let the truth be known. My people will judge as they deem necessary, and so will history itself in time. Perhaps it will serve to help those who never encountered the ring understand the danger it truly was." Frodo admired Boromir for that willingness to allow his struggle with the ring to become known. He was still coming to terms with his own and his failure at the last moment. Perhaps he too would make his peace in time. "I should let you rest," Boromir said, taking Frodo's quiet for increasing tiredness. It was not entirely inaccurate. "Will you come visit again?" Frodo asked quietly. "I'm told I'll be expected to stay mostly abed for a few days yet before they start encouraging me to spend more time out of it." It was a heartful question, and so needed to be met with an equally heartfelt, honest answer. "Of course," Boromir assured. As his eyes drifted closed, Frodo had one last thing to say. "I am happy you visited, my friend." Careful to make as little noise as he could, Boromir took his leave, heart lighter than it had been since that fateful day at Amon Hen. The end.
Night is falling. You've come to Jenny's end.